Today, the California home of Cesar Chavez will be designated a national monument by the president. Amidst fundraising in Southern California, President Obama will take time out to go to La Paz to remember the man who organized and exploited migrant farmers under the United Farm Workers Movement. Cesar Chavez was buried in La Paz in 1993. The birth of the UFW is in many ways the continuation of the John Steinbeck Grapes of Wrath story in America, and Chavez's legacy is examined in the book Trampling Out the Vintage, written by Frank Bardicky, who joins us from Los Angeles. Frank, welcome to the program.
Glad to be here.
Remind us what Chavez got farm workers to learn to do that gave them the financial clout back in the 1970s.
Well, it wasn't really a question of financial clout, but the political clout that they that Chavez managed to mobilize for farm workers came from by linking up the farm worker movement, which had some power in the fields but limited power in the fields, with the national boycott movement. So what Chavez essentially did was organize consumers and liberals and labor unions in support of farm workers who up until then had really been without allies in the United States and had to fight completely on their own, and therefore had been their fights, although militant and strong, had been defeated until Chavez came along.
How unlikely was this success of the United Farm Workers, and how dismissive were the agricultural interests in California and around the United States when Chavez began?
Well, it wasn't that unlikely. It wasn't as well. Of course, in retrospect, things don't seem unlikely. At the time, it seemed unlikely. But in retrospect, you can understand that really the United Farm Workers were organized after the end of the Bracero program. The Bracero program is what we call a guest worker program right now. And the guest worker program, which had been in place for 25 years, you know, a whole generation of people, brought contracted Mexican farm workers to California and Texas primarily to work on farms, and was designed to prevent them from building unions and to keep wages artificially low. So when the program ended in 1964, there was a space to build the Farm Workers Union.
And how important was Chavez personally as a leader, as a charismatic mobilizer of these very much isolated and not necessarily politically activist migrant workers?
Well, he was important, as I said before, he was important by linking up the farm worker movement to the rest of the country. And that's why he's honored, is because he's kind of he's the first Latino to play on the national stage. He plays in terms of fighting for justice for these Mexican-American and Mexican immigrant farm workers. But there were plenty of farm worker activists and farm worker militants down in the fields. Chavez didn't invent them. He helped them get together with each other, and he helped them build the union. But there were plenty of activists who came from Mexico, who came from political traditions in Mexico, who were essential in building the United Farm Workers Union.
Speaking from Los Angeles, Frank Bardicky is the author of the book Trampling Out the Vintage, which tells the story of the United Farm Workers movement and the legacy of Cesar Chavez. How did he get the popular sort of consciousness in America to be a part of this boycott? The lettuce boycott was something that was on the lips of people in popular culture throughout the United States and really helped to drive the power of the UFW.
Yeah, the Great Boycott was the first big one, and I think the time was right. The time was right. As I said, the Bracero program was over, so Mexican-American farm workers and Mexican farm workers could get together, now free to build a union. And then secondly, if you think of the times, it's 1965, the late 1960s. The African-American movement has moved away from the South and is now in the northern part and not receiving the same kind of support from liberal America that it received before. And so here comes a farm worker movement that liberals can support. It's nonviolent. It's all it's asking people to do is to boycott grapes.
Political activism of the 60s, a part of it, Cesar Chavez was. He was buried in La Paz in 1993. President Obama will designate his site a national monument. Thanks to Frank Bardicky, who wrote the book Trampling Out the Vintage, about the Cesar Chavez legacy. Thanks, Frank.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.